Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, international speaker, certified seminar leader, and practitioner for the Silver Method and the Prime Directive and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, the law of attraction and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I'm here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe that you've been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. This is a safe haven for discussion. We will entertain questions and ideas that will really open up your world. The thoughts and words and ideas expressed on this show are those of my guests or myself. We do not represent any organization. So please call in at 347-838-8437 when we are on air to ask any questions, or email me at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. This information is in the description of this episode online. So again, welcome and thank you for spending your time with us, and let's start our program.
Well, good morning, everyone. Oh, this is another glorious Monday morning, I know. And for those of you who are on your way to work, I want you to know that you are protected and blessed. And I am always seeing you having a productive week, a week that's filled with wonderful breakthroughs, wonderful joys, things that you want to accomplish. You know, I want to also give a shout out to my listeners from around the world and to my on-air family at PositivePower21.org. This weekend, nothing special has happened, but I'm telling you, I have been excited this week because of our special guest, because you're going to be introduced to a world that you did not know existed, and I have been privileged to be able to be part of that world. And so Stephen Miller is going to be with us shortly. But you know, as always, and if you're new with me, I always start the program with a short meditation. If you are driving, do not close your eyes or pull over to the side of the road. Or if you're operating machinery, please stop doing that if you can. Or listen to this a little later. But you can listen to this with your eyes open. For those of you who are new with me, I do this just a little bit differently. So close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and out. Take another deep breath in and out. I acknowledge that there is a power and presence in the universe that is God. Everything is God. And I am fully aware that this power has always, always will be. And this power is love. I know that all is love and all is law. I declare that there is one mind, and that mind is God, and that mind is mine now. This power is part of us, over us, below us, to the right of us, to the left of us. And so I speak a word for those who are listening that this week They will be, as I said earlier, productive. Lives will find joy and happiness, and that they will be able to accomplish the things that they desire this week. I speak the word over them that they will be safe and protected, and that they live in this protective bubble. I see health, happiness, and prosperity for them. Take a moment and think of one intention that you want to accomplish this week and that you want help with. I now release my word to the action of this law of love to the universal mind. And I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is so. All right. All right. Open your eyes. And you had this wonderful, wonderful day coming forward. So let me tell you about what we're discussing today. And if you haven't already been out, I want you to go to BeverlySellsJones.com. Remember, Beverly and Sells, F like in Frank, E-L-L-S, Jones.com. And that will take you to the Strong Book Network introduction page. And I'm going to bring Stephen on now. Okay, let's see. It's still. Okay, Stephen, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I call you Stephen. I always call people by their given name. But do you have does anybody call you Steve or you like Stephen?
You know, I go by Stephen, and there's so many Stephen Millers, so I often will introduce myself as Stephen Michael Miller. I just use the full name. Why not? It was given to me by my mother and father, so so I agree with you there.
Yeah, it's just like me, Beverly Sells Jones, because there's thousands of Beverly Joneses out there.
That's
so.
Right.
But there's only one me, right? So,
amen.
Okay, Stephen. So, you know, Stephen and I got to meet at an event that we were attending, and we got the opportunity to talk, and I've also gotten the opportunity to be on his radio program. So I've gotten to know him a little bit more each time. But, Stephen, I'd like you to tell my listeners a little bit about yourself and about how you got started with Stone Brook.
I appreciate it. Yeah. So, I'm a storyteller. I believe that
yes,
a lot of power is found in some stories.
Yes.
And so, just a little bit of background on me. I was born and raised in a very, very poor family. Poor is relative for individuals, and so I want to just define it what it meant for me. It meant that we didn't have the $3 or $4 that it cost to go on a field trip. So whenever there was a field trip, we stayed home. You know, there was no such thing as getting the new outfit for the year because we didn't have money for that kind of thing. We had we got hand-me-downs from our neighbors and friends and church friends. But poor for me meant, you know, we were on welfare for the majority of my childhood, either church or state. And I remember when I was probably 7 or 8 years old, my father took me for the first time to learn the family trade, which, I mean, I say that jokingly a little bit, but it was dumpster diving. A lot of our meals came from dumpsters, and I don't want to paint a false picture. This wasn't rotten food, you know, but for the most part, back in the day, grocery stores would get rid of food when it was expired. It didn't necessarily mean it was bad. So, but we would go through and we would find a lot of food, and a lot of what we ate came from that source because we didn't have money to purchase food on our own. Well, that was my childhood. That's where I came from. That being said, financially speaking, although we were distraught, I learned a lot of other great things from my parents. I had two parents that loved me. They told me every day that I could do anything that I wanted to, and I believed them. And here I was raised in this kind of strange dichotomy of being told I could do anything, but my parents never having figured financially out how to really excel. And I remember from a very young age, I started searching and looking. And, you know, there came a time for me where I came across a certain book that really was a confirmation of a lot that I had believed in as a child. And that book for me was Think and Grow Rich. And I read that book, and it just things started firing off for me in my brain. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I really can create things that I want. And by the way, I have to put this in there as well. I was raised in a very faith-filled family, and I was raised with a mother and father who believed very, very strongly in the divine, in a God, and in Jesus Christ. And whether that's what you believe or not, that's neither here nor there. The point is that we were raised with that foundation, and that foundation has never left me. It is a huge part of who I am today. And so as I was searching, as I was looking for better things and better ways, and how do I get myself out of that situation and into a better one, I started reaching out to individuals and making friends with people who I felt I could learn from, who I felt that they could give me information and teach me things that I didn't know in my current situation, to maybe unravel or unveil to me some of my blind spots. And that journey has been a lifelong journey for me. I'm constantly in that learning process, but it's all about, for me, seeking out and finding mentors who can help me accelerate my process, help me learn information that I otherwise never would have known, or maybe would have taken just a lot longer to figure out and find out.
Well, you know, you mentioned that, and I think about when I was younger, and the thought about just the term mentor just didn't enter my world. I mean, I knew to ask for help, but the word mentor was not there. And I think a lot of people are out there, and they go, well, how do I get a mentor? The people around me aren't doing anything, so how do I get a mentor, right? And so you went and looked for them, yeah?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think you're right. This word mentor is kind of it has a lot of different meanings for different people. But if we look in different specific areas of life, I think as humans we tend to naturally compartmentalize information, and we hear the word mentor or coach oftentimes when associated with sports, or maybe even with vocal performance. You know, you've got your vocal coach, or you know, if you're Tiger Woods, you've got a putting coach, you've got a driving coach, you've got all these different mentors and coaches that you hire. But those are very compartmentalized. Those are very specific areas. Most of us don't think, well, what if I want a better relationship with my spouse or with my, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend? What if I want, what if I want to be a better parent? What if I want to improve my finances or my business strategies? Are there coaches and mentors that can help me in those areas? And the answer is an emphatic yes. The answer is definitely there are those individuals out there that can help us to accelerate our process. But really, can I tell a quick story of my something that happened to me when I was 9 years old?
Yes, please.
When I was 9 years old, because I think this is crucial, and it's not even about necessarily going out and finding those mentors. Sometimes mentors come to us in areas and in ways that we don't even realize unless we take a second to pause and to look for it and look at it. When I was 9 years old, I wanted to build a treehouse really, really badly. And I, again, I was raised really, really poor family. The home that we lived in was this old, you know, over 100-year-old home back then. And I remember looking at this big old tree, this big old oak tree that we had in my backyard, and I would walk around this tree and imagine this treehouse that I wanted to build. And I remember one day I went to my siblings and I said, you know, guys, I had three brothers and a sister. And I said, hey, I want to build a treehouse. And my siblings looked at me, knowing our situation. They said, Stephen, you're stupid. You know, Stephen, there's no way. You can't do that. You know, that was the feedback that I was getting from them. And I was the kind of kid, because my parents said I could do anything, I believed them. And whenever someone told me I couldn't, I wanted to prove them wrong. And more importantly, I think I wanted to prove myself right.
Yeah.
And so when my siblings said, Stephen, you can't, I went on this journey and I started to look for materials I could use. I knew I couldn't go and ask my parents to buy me a material because they didn't have the money for it. But I started to look around, and again, not being a stranger to dumpster diving, I started to look in dumpsters and outside of dumpsters for wood. And you know, we lived in these neighborhoods that had dirt alleyways, and in the dirt alleyways were these massive dumpsters that would service three or four homes. And so I remember, you know, people used to do little construction projects, and they would put material by, you know, next to these dumpsters or inside these dumpsters. Anyway, so I started searching out, and I got a pile of wood. I collected this good pile of wood that I could use, and I thought to myself, well, what about fastening? How do I fasten this onto the tree? How do I build this treehouse? I don't have nails or screws. And then the thought came to me. Again, remember, if you ask the questions, if we don't ever ask the questions, we'll never get the answers.
That's right.
But I asked the question, and this thought came to me that was, Stephen, look in your old dilapidated garage that you've got, this detached garage, clean it up and see if you can find some nails and screws. So I did that. I got a broom and a dustpan, and I started cleaning this place all up, this detached garage that was...
One.
They did, you know. Here I was, this 9-year-old boy. I can imagine my parents looking outside the door, probably saying, "Honey, don't stop him. Don't, he's on a roll. Just let him keep going."
So I
gathered up. Yeah, I cleaned it up. Gathered up these screws and bolts, and I started my journey. I found this little bag full, and I started building this treehouse. And I got to a point where I couldn't go any further. And I remember it wasn't complete. And I was up in my treehouse, and my mom comes out the back door. She calls me down, and she says, "Stephen, come on down. I've got to show you something." And she had her hand behind her back, and I came over to her. I said, "What is it?" She said, "Well, I've got a secret for you, but you can't tell your siblings." And I don't know if you're like me, but you know when mom says you can't tell your siblings, it's got to be good, right? So she pulls her hand out from behind her back, and she opens up this brown paper bag, and inside this brown paper bag was a brand new box of 16 penny nails. Now, these are nice galvanized 2.5 to 3 inch. I mean, these are just wonderful, exactly what I needed to finish my project. And I got to that point where I didn't know if I could go any further. I didn't know how to go any further. I had done everything that my little 9-year-old mind could think of. And I got come to the stopping point, and in swooped this coach, mentor, angel for me, my mother, who I hadn't gone to. I didn't tell that I was stuck. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell her what I needed. But just in that moment
that
of...
That's the way God works for you? I mean,
you know, that
that's
is
the way he works.
It is. And he came to me in the form of my mother, and she gave me what I needed to complete my vision. I'll tell you, that was the most amazing treehouse. But Beverly, what this did for me, what this helped me to understand, and I have used this story time and time again in my life to help me understand and realize that whenever I've got a goal, first of all, there will be obstacle and there will always be naysayers, people that will tell you that you can't. And when you do, when you get that vision and you move forward with it and you do all that you can, there will be things that will come up that will make available opportunities and resource that you thought weren't even available to you before. And that is this—that's this concept of mentorship. That's what's been so powerful for me is understanding. Well, if that was true in my life at 9 years old, how much more true is that for me now and forever in my life? Where I can, if I don't have the direct resource in front of me, all I have to do is ask. All I have to do is get out there. All I have to do is make known what it is that I'm looking for, and the resource will come.
Always. What is it? When the student is ready, the teacher will show, right?
100%.
Or whatever. But it's the fact that we ask. If we don't ask, and that's not just asking a person directly, it's asking in prayer, and the resource will show up. We
For
just
sure.
have to believe that and trust in that promise, right? Okay, so that brings you to this point, right? And the idea of mentorship and bringing people together.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things that I've recognized in my life is that most people, because the fact is that we are blind to things that we can't see in our lives, you know, we sometimes we don't even see why we're stuck or why we're not making progress. You know, think to yourself right now, have you ever gone to that position, that place in your life where you keep on hitting the same or very similar ceiling, right? You're doing more, maybe you're even going out and getting more education or whatever, but you seem to only be able to get to a certain point financially or a certain point in your relationship or a certain point in your physical health or whatever that looks like, and you're stopped for some reason. Well, those are called blind spots, right? Things that we can't see that are holding us back from making that ultimate progression. And I recognize a couple different things. Number one, most people don't even know that they're hitting those blind spots or that those limiting beliefs are keeping them back. But number two, most people also don't have the finances. They don't have, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars discretionarily to go spend on a mentor. I mean, you can spend, Beverly, I mean, I know that you know this, you can spend easily $10,000 a day with a mentor, you know, just depending on who that person is and the type of breakthrough that they're going to help you achieve and accomplish. So what I set out to create with my business partners was a platform where we could offer something different, where we could take elite type of mentorship to the masses, where you didn't have to be one of the financially secure and elite to be able to get to where you want to. The reality is most people that are in a position of poverty, both mentally and physically, they're the ones that need it most. But those are the ones typically who can't afford it, who don't have the money for it, or don't know how to create that money for it. So this platform that we created, we went out to all, we went out to our mentors and said, look, we want to bless everyone. We want people to get access to elite mentorship that otherwise would never have access to it. And we started talking to our mentors, people that you probably heard. I mean, I know that you've heard of Beverly, and a lot of these are your peers and people that you know and have relationships with. But people like Les Brown, who's one of the top motivational speakers in the world. People like yourself, like Beverly Fells Jones, individuals who have, again, found solutions, amazing solutions to problems that are now helping other people. People like Laurel Langemeyer, the millionaire maker, or if you've ever seen ABC Shark Tank, Kevin Harrington, you know, he's one of the sharks on Shark Tank, or was one of the original sharks. He's now part of our network, helping people to in the realms of financial literacy. So all these different mentors and so many more we've now reached out to become part of the Strongbrook Mentoring Network, which now you're also a part of, and we're so grateful for that as well, Beverly, to bring this type of elite type of mentorship to the masses. And so I'd love to do something here. I'd love to give everyone a gift if I could. Are you open to that, Beverly?
Oh, yes. I'm open to that always. And my audience is always open to that, too.
Good. Well, what we've done is we've made it very simple for everyone to actually begin their journey absolutely for free. And so I wanted to get this out to everyone who's listening today, who may listen to a rebroadcast of this as well, anybody who's going to get this information. I want to give you a gift. If you will go on to whether you've got an Android phone or you have an Apple phone, doesn't matter. You go on to either the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store and download, type in Strongbrook, Strongbrook. Type in Strongbrook and in the search, and you'll see our app. That app is free for anybody to download. Any one of you can download that app, and all you will need is an invite code. And Beverly, do you have your specific invite code to give out there?
I do not have it handy at this moment. That's a shame. I don't have it here.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. We will have to get that out to everybody then. But if you go on there, you can at least download the app, and then we'll get that out, that invite code out to everybody as well.
Yes, I'll make sure I get that out.
Perfect. But that's a free app. That's free for anybody, regardless of who you are or what you're doing. You can actually get in there right away. And actually, you know what? I may give me a second. I may actually be able to get that invite code here briefly. Just one second.
Okay.
All right. We are coming in here right now. Okay, yeah, so that invite code is 69833. So again, that's 69833. Now, I want to help you understand, this is a huge gift, and I'm doing this on behalf of Beverly for all of her users. Any one of you that this is an amazing gift. This is free access to some of the greatest minds and thinkers in the world today. And Beverly, you're a part of this app as well. And so, again, download the app, whether it's on Google Play or the Apple Store, and put in the invite code 69833, and you'll be able to get access right away.
Yes. Well, you know, it is a privilege to be part of the mentoring network and to be with, as you said, some of the biggest leaders, thought leaders in the industry today. And if, for those of you who are listening that may not understand, when you go there, there are trainings out there. I mean, awesome trainings. I mean, people say they're going to give you some opportunities, but I mean, I've been out there looking at the trainings and taking some of the trainings myself because I understand how important it is,
Beverly,
to take care of your mind. Yes.
Beverly, I'm so sorry. I think I gave a false number out there. I'd love to get to just correct that. The number is 81620. So that other number, just don't use that. I don't know if that'll work. But go ahead and put in the number 81620. That is the correct invite code. I apologize for that mix up there. But again, that is 81620 is the correct invite code to give everyone free access there. I want to make sure you get free access and don't get charged anything. So, again, 81620 is the correct code.
Okay, 81620. Okay, so erase that other one from your mind.
Correct.
Okay, all right, well, good. But as I was saying, this is an opportunity for you to get this mentoring there. Now, there is a free component and there is a paid component. So if you want it to go to a different level and get even more training, then there is a paid component that people can join. But right now, there is so much that you can get for free, and you don't have to worry about, you know, I'll say being pitched to during those programs.
Correct. Yeah, those are all. It's all pure content. It's all pure content. We're not pitching anything. Again, our goal here, Beverly, and you know this, and this is, I think, one of the reasons why you've aligned your vision and your goals with a lot of what we're doing here, is because what we're doing is bringing what is needed to the masses. We're giving people that need it most, that are struggling in any aspect of their life right now, access to some of the greatest thought leaders and visionaries in the world today, yourself included, and giving them that information. Again, I think for most individuals, it kind of comes back to what I said earlier. What holds us back is not understanding those things that we don't know yet. We don't have access yet. Mm-hmm. The information hasn't even crossed our minds. Therefore, we stay and we operate out of a system that is where we've always operated from. And if we stay in that same operating zone, if we stay in that same operating zone, we'll never make the progress. We'll never get beyond where we already are. And so we've got to change things. We've got to get access to more information.
And that goes back to the saying we've all heard is, if you keep doing what you've always been doing, you keep getting what you've always got.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so you want to make those changes. And how best, I mean, you know, we talk to people and I've talked to folks about reading specific books and studying books. And yes, you know, you study the scriptures, but there's outside, you've got additional trainings and things that will help you, and will help you understand those scriptures even better and put things into place that makes your life change to be a better husband, a better wife, a better steward of your money, or creating a way of, well, you might even change your profession. Right, when you learn exactly what your talents are. So all of this mentoring can help you get there and help you make better decisions and help you, learn to invest in a better way for your world, and learn that you can be and do whatever you want, whatever your talents are. You have that capability of doing that, and this location will help you do that. So go to the Apple Store or to the Google Play Store and download and look for Strongbrook. And the invite code is 81620. Or go onto your computers and go to BeverlySellsJones.com, and that will take you directly to the Strongbrook network so that you can also sign up there. Well, Stephen, I really appreciate you today, and maybe we'll get you back on another time and we can talk about some other areas within Stonebrook that people may be interested in.
Beverly, thank you for having me on. I'd love to be on any time, and definitely for your listeners, this is, for anybody, I would just recommend one more time, get on that app, download it right now. If you don't have a smartphone, go onto the computer, go on to BeverlyFellsJones.com and click Join Now at the top right-hand corner of the website. It is free. It shows it right there. Create a free account, again, with the invite code 81620, and begin to bless your life right away. In little segments every day.
Well, thank you again. Well, everyone, I want to thank you for being with me today. Don't forget that I have a twice monthly teleconference. Just go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com and join me.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you."